With the extension of the Briscoe Center's exhibit History and Fate, The Goodwins of the 1960s, which details pivotal moments of the civil rights era through the papers of Doris Kearns Goodwin and Dick Goodwin, we've decided to put a spotlight on some of the individual items we have on display. Today, I'm joining curator Jill Morena. So you want to show me a cigar box?
Yes, I would like to show you a cigar box, a very storied, very special cigar box here in the exhibit, one of the few three-dimensional objects that is in the exhibit. And this cigar box is very noteworthy because it was a gift from Che Guevara to Dick Goodwin. So you may be asking yourself, how did he come to receive this gift? And so it really starts with Dick Goodwin being the main speechwriter for JFK, giving his speech to the Latin American ambassadors to push a program called the Alliance for Progress, which would pledge ultimately more than $20 million to Latin American countries for investment in economic reforms, education, health infrastructure, land redistribution, et cetera. And Kennedy was very keen to do this counter decades of the U.S. basically propping up dictatorships throughout Latin America, but also more importantly, to counter Cuban influence, the Cuban Revolution that had just occurred a few years before. And so with this Alliance for Progress launched, there was a conference that was going to be convened in Uruguay at Punta del Este to invite different government officials, diplomats, business people to Uruguay to sort of hammer out a deal to sort of get this program going. And Che Guevara also attended. He was there as an observer only. Only a few months before the Bay of Pigs had happened, so he was not about to be a full participant in a conference that was headed up by the country that just tried to invade his country. So he was there, and Dick Goodwin was part of about a 30 or 33 person U.S. delegation that went and was very active in the meetings. And Guevara observed him throughout that time. They were around the same age, only about 3 years in difference. Dick Goodwin was 30 years old at that time. And so he was watching him, also noticed that he was smoking cigars almost constantly. So that was something that he took note of. And so on one of the days of this conference, Dick Goodwin received this cigar box, which since we're on air, I can just describe it. It's fairly simple. I'm not sure what type of wood it is, but there's some very interesting patterns in the grain. It's very beautiful. And on the top lid, inlaid is the Cuban coat of arms. With four Cuban flags surrounding it. And the hinge opens, and at one time it was full of the finest cigars in the world, Cuban cigars, and also a note from Guevara, which said something along the lines of, you know, I'm extending my hand to my enemy. You know, I don't have a calling card, it's difficult to write, so I'm just, you know, extending my hand while it's difficult to write to my enemy. So Dick Goodwin was, of course, intrigued and said, maybe I should meet with him. And they're like, well, okay, you know, what could be the harm in that? And then I think it was on the last day of the conference, Guevara said the alliance was an instrument of economic imperialism, and one cannot expect the privilege to make a revolution against their own interests. So at that point, Goodwin said, well, okay, I guess a meeting is probably not in the cards at this moment. But on this last day of the conference, there was a birthday party for a Brazilian delegate, and he received an invitation, and so he decided to go. And then who happened to show up but Che Guevara? One thing that Dick actually regaled audiences with 40 years later, in Havana, at the it was the 40th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So he actually recounted this story then, that they were ushered into a small room because the birthday party was in this apartment. So they found a small room where they could be alone. However, they weren't alone because there were Brazilian and Argentine officials who were there as interpreters. And Guevara immediately sits on the floor. And Dick Goodwin thinks to himself, well, I'm not going to get out proletarianized here, so I'm going to sit on the floor too. So they're both sitting on the floor. Eventually, they do get up into chairs and start talking. And it was a very long meeting. They talked for hours. He said, you know, Che Guevara was very, very, you know, straightforward and passionate. And, you know, spoke much about the Cuban Revolution, but like very, very in his mind, very earnestly, not in these propagandistic, you know, phrases or scenarios or terms. So they ended their meeting with a hug. And Goodwin, when he got back to Washington, he presented JFK with the cigar box, told him that there was a meeting. JFK was also intrigued and proceeded to take, I think, almost all of the cigars out of the box and then handed the box, really a humidor, the humidor back to Dick Goodwin as a souvenir, and said, well, write up a memo of what happened. Which he did, and there's an example of the memo here, very close to the cigar box here in the exhibit, and there are several copies of this memo throughout the archive. And little by little, news of this meeting began to trickle out. So, of course, when this starts getting leaked in international press, it gets picked up in Washington, and many Congress people are very upset. So there is a lot of drama on Capitol Hill. Goodwin appears before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has a hearing. It's not too long after that Dick Goodwin is quietly transferred to the State Department, a place where he really did not want to be. So therefore, he was no longer in the White House. But it's interesting because there are other documents in the exhibit, say like the State of the Union address for 1966 that he worked on, that he had very bad memories of. Going through the archive did not change those memories. In fact, he didn't even want to look at it when him and Doris were going through the boxes. He didn't want to hear it being said, you know, in a recording on YouTube. He was just like, I just want to forget that. So even though this was something that was at the time he saw very detrimental to his career, this cigar box is something that had a pride of place in the Goodwin home until it came here to the Briscoe Center. It was displayed on their fireplace mantle. Until it came here. And Goodwin continued to sort of have this slightly begrudging admiration for Che Guevara in his memoir that he wrote in the 1980s called Remembering America. He says of Che Guevara, Che Guevara was also a child of the 60s. He was one among many leaders who believed that society could be changed from within, that the energy and commitment of multitudes could be linked to compel the enrichment of human life. It is the belief that binds the very different figures who dominated the time. Both Kennedys, Martin Luther King, Lyndon Johnson of the Great Society, the student organizers of the SDS, the early leaders of the peace movement. One of my favorite quotes from that book is when Goodwin is having a conversation with RFK about Che Guevara, RFK who would become very close to in the ensuing years. And RFK wanted to know, well, what was Che Guevara like? You know, tell me about Che Guevara. And so they would talk about him. And at the end of their discussion, RFK says, you know, something along the lines of, you know, I really admire the bastard. He was able to really fight for what he believed in seems all I do is go to chicken dinners.
History and Fate, The Goodwins in the 1960s, will be on display at the Briscoe Center through December 12, 2025. The collections of both Dick Goodwin and Doris Kearns Goodwin are available to students and scholars for research.